Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on brainwave entrainment and binaural beats for raising consciousness and for basically just clear focus, and actually for a lot of other things. So our intention today is that your brain may be in alignment with your heart. That's a good one, huh? Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. First of all, we've got a new semester starting on Tuesday, January 19th, for the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program. And that's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got about 12 different instructors, and it's a very immersive program, and is really transformative. We also practice a lot with all of our musical instruments that we have in our sound healing store, and we have a beautiful space, beautiful space. So if you're interested, you can give me a call at 415-777-2486, or you can go to soundhealingcenter.com or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the certificate program and associate degree online, and that's starting also on the 19th, although we start about every 2 weeks. And so that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday morning San Francisco time, or you could watch videos of the classes as well. And it works really well. You can also call or email for more information. We also have our audio recording program, which is about how to use Pro Tools, or actually you could even, if you wanted to learn how to use Ableton Live and Logic in a cool way. It's really kind of cross-platform because the techniques we teach really cover or are really the same in whatever program you're using. So we've got the program here Wednesdays and Thursdays at the Institute starting this Wednesday, the 20th, and then online starting in about 2 weeks. We'll be doing an online version as well. Online it works quite well as well. It's a very cool program because you can hear and see everything I'm doing on the computer when we're on WebEx, which is similar to Skype. So then we also have some events coming up. Next weekend, we've got our sound healing retreat in one of the most beautiful places in the Bay Area, out here in nature at the house where I'm staying. It's right out in the headlands by Rodeo Beach, right next to Point Bonita Lighthouse. And it's got an unbelievable view. There's cliffs here overlooking the water, overlooking the entire bay. There's seals, there's deer, there's all types of like amazing birds here, and just a beautiful sound of the waves. So it's 2 days, January 23rd and 24th, and everybody stays overnight, and we do sound for a bit, and then we'll be quiet for 2 or 3 hours, and then we'll do sound for a bit, and then we'll be meditating on the silence for 2 or 3 hours. So we'll have something to lead us into the silence, so it's not just uncomfortable silence. And then we'll do nature walks. We'll have food is provided as well. And so if you're interested in that, you can also call me or check it out on the website at events, in the events section. So that's the silent retreat. We also have a 4-day regular retreat, sound healing retreat, at the same place on March 11th to the 14th. And that's all about sound healing, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of sound healing. And it looks like Emmanuel will be here as well. You don't have to stay here for that one, but we will be providing food if you like as well. So that's March 11th to the 14th. Again, my phone number is 415-777-2486, or you can actually email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. The other things we have happening is we've got the summer intensive coming up in, I think it's June 5th to the about the 19th, and that's half of the certificate program. That's every day and night, 10 to 9:30. And so that's coming up. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat, July 9th, I think it is, for a couple of days in Mount Shasta at Stewart Hot Springs. And so those are the different events we have coming up. The big thing that we're doing right now is we just got our Sound Healing Research Foundation approved by the IRS. We're now taking donations to help find every frequency in the body, to be able to map it all out so we can create a new alternative medicine so that there's no collateral damage. So we can do very specific, not healing, but really just resonating what is right in the body. We'll be finding the frequency of what is right for every cell, every organ, every limb, every material in the body, for everything. And so we can also donate to different research projects we're doing. We're doing research for autism, PTSD, for babies. We're working with creating a curriculum for public schools for sound healing. A lot of different projects. Also a virtual reality project to put sounds and visuals inside the body in virtual reality. You can find all of this at the Sound Healing Research Foundation.com. Sound Healing Research Foundation.com. We also have about 70 clinical research papers there too that you can check out. So that's the Research Foundation. We'll soon have a whole database of practitioners in the field as well. If you wanted to book a practitioner for a specific issue. We also have our Sound Healing store. We've got a ton of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, every kind of sound healing instrument you can imagine, including all our sound tables, which vibrate you into bliss, and voice analysis technologies, scalar wave technologies. We've got some very cool stuff. So you can check that out at Sound Healing. No, it's actually at Sound of Love, soundoflove.com. And then we have our therapy center, where we have a wide range of treatments here at the Institute, or we can do a lot of them online. And that's at thesoundtherapycenter.com. Our main website that will get you everywhere is soundhealingcenter.com. It has links for everything. Okay. So today we're talking about brainwave entrainment. You know, it's interesting. In the world of sound healing, we can affect people physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The science in the world of physics, or how sound affects us physically, is really very definitive. The only thing is we don't know the actual frequencies of parts of the body definitively yet. So that's what the Research Foundation's about. But the science is very detailed. As a physics major in college, I learned all about the physics of sound, and it was very specific as to how sound affects matter. In the world of emotions, the science is not that detailed, although there is a lot of research on how sound affects emotions, you know, but it's really hard to pin down emotions, so it's not really very scientific, although in that area, it's really obvious. It's really the most accepted of all. I mean, everybody knows how sound and music, especially music, affects our emotions. I mean, we all know that from listening to music. It's really powerful, even though there's not any good science, really definitive science behind it. In fact, that would probably that science would come from the quantum world once we get more into the quantum frequencies of emotions and such. And then the whole world of spirituality, sound and spirit, is really very difficult to pin down, especially the frequency of your soul. You can't exactly measure the soul. You know, it's hard to measure spirit, and it's hard to measure when you're one with the universe, although we can actually do that with brainwaves. So with brainwave entrainment, the way the sounds affect us mentally, the research is very specific. I mean, you can see with an EEG, an electroencephalogram, you can actually see precisely how any frequency, or especially any rhythm, is entraining the brain within normally 15 seconds. That's exactly what EEG shows, is the rate that your brain or different areas of the brain are vibrating at. And there are about six main rates that the brain vibrates at. There's subdelta, sometimes called epsilon. There's delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. There's a couple others that some people talk about, but those are the main ones. So subdelta is like deep, deep sleep. It's actually subdelta and delta are deep sleep, very deep sleep, not dreaming. So those frequencies can actually be used to help people with sleep. And we'll be playing a song. We'll play it right at the end so we don't put you to sleep. But we'll be playing a song on sleep later. That rhythm is generally for subdelta, it's less than a half a cycle per second. So it's like kind of like wow, wow, wow. It can even be as slow as the breath. Wow, wow. Wham, even it can even be twice that slow, actually, subdelta. And then delta goes from 0.5 cycles per second to 4 cycles per second. So one cycle per second would be like 1001, 1002, 1003. So it's wham, 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 wham. If you had 2 cycles per second, it would be like wham, 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 wham. Or 4 would be double that. Wah, 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 wah. Right? And that's really good. Again, really good for helping you to go to sleep, but also for just a state of deep meditation. You can actually almost, not completely, but you can almost get the impression that you've slept by just listening to and going into the state of delta with binaural beats that create this rhythm. The next state is theta. Theta is a lot of people are talking the most important state because it's basically where you're in the zone. It's a rate of 4 to 8 cycles per second. So it's like wah, 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 right? And that state is, first of all, it's the dream state, but it's also a daydream state, which can be an extremely creative state where you're really just spaced out and you're getting messages about how to be creative, you know, how to really change the world. You're just in the zone, just accessing the universe, right? That's theta. When you are one with the universe, you're in a state of theta with your brain actually vibrating wah, 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 at about that rate. When you tune into anything, or more than one thing at a time, I should say, then you go into theta. If you, not multitasking, but where you tune into multiple things like sparkles on the water, or you tune into the harmonics of a bowl, or you tune into all the sounds in a song, and you're tuning into all of them simultaneously. Or if you tune into all chakras at once. Or if you tune into any more than one thing at a time, you tune into any two things simultaneously. Again, we're not talking about multitasking, because that's one thing at a time, jumping back and forth. But the second you go into this altered state where you tune into multiple things at once, your brain goes into theta. And it's a very cool state for healing. There's the whole practice of theta healing, right? So that's very cool. So a lot of people are really working hard to get into theta these days because it's the zone. Although it's a little spaced out. It's not like super aware. It's kind of a spaced out state, right? Alpha is more aware and present. Alpha is relaxed attention. Alpha is just being present with your hearing, present with your sight, present with your any touch or temperature, present with any with anything going on in your system or around you, present with the world, but not thinking about it, which is funny. You're present in the moment, but not thinking, not processing, not really judging, not really labeling, nothing, just 100% present in the moment. It's like the non-dualism of Eckhart Tolle or Adi Ashanti, where you're just 100% there. It's the ideal state for learning because you're open. You know, you're completely open to whatever is coming in. Instead of thinking about what's coming in, you're really just absorbing it at a high level. So alpha is a very cool state to be quite awake. The rhythms are 8 to 12 cycles per second, which is pretty fast. Like na 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 na, right? It's really fast. Considering that's a relaxed state, it's actually really quite activated being present. It's actually very activated when you're relaxed and aware at the same time. It's also the ideal state for problem solving. Creative problem solving. You know how like sometimes you'll try and figure something out and you try and think about it, you just can't figure it out, and then you relax and the answer pops in your head. And it's not even a logical answer necessarily. It's not like you forgot to think a certain way. It's just like that you know the answer. It just seems obvious. And that's when you're in alpha, is when things come to you like that, that are really just creative problem solving. Then there's beta. Beta is like, it's like 12 to 20 cycles per second. And beta is thinking, figuring out your day, processing, doing your schedule, you know, figuring out how you're going to make money. You know, it's generally the state that people are in when they're reading or in a class. It's actually interesting. When I have students in a class, I can see precisely what brainwave state each student is in as I scan the room. Well, of course, I can tell if they're asleep in delta. I can tell when they're completely spaced out in theta, which can be a cool state, but not really present. I can see when they're 100% present with what I'm saying in alpha. And I can see when they're thinking about something I just said. So they're not really present with what I'm saying in the moment. They're more thinking about what I said. So they're kind of missing it in a way. What's cool, though, is when you see somebody that's like in multiple states at once, where they're actually thinking and listening at the same time. And it's only certain students can do that, you know, or accessing different feelings and a whole world of whole hologram. So you can see they're totally present, but a lot more is going on, right? It's very cool. So beta is also really good for ADD. You know, there's one of the main problems of ADD is people can't get fast enough to the rate of 12 to 20 cycles per second to be able to think. So that's why they give them speed to be able to speed the brain up so people can think. But if you just simply play binaural beats in beta, you can actually get people's brains to start vibrating at that faster rate where they can totally focus. And we'll talk more about that in just a bit. Then there's gamma. Gamma is a super fast rate. It's like it's actual audio frequency. So it's like, oh, it's a very low frequency between generally about 20 and 40 cycles per second, depending on who you talk to, because nobody agrees precisely on any of these frequency rates. Gamma is a super high state of meditation. And what's interesting about gamma is when your brain starts going that fast, the world around you slows down. You can it goes into slow motion. So if you've ever been in an accident or fallen or something, it often happens where your brain goes into gamma and you see everything in slow motion, precisely in slow motion. There's this boxer that they did a EEG map on him, and he had a super fast brainwave rate. And so he's seeing the other boxer in slow motion, which is why he was a famous boxer. Also, a housefly has an extremely fast brainwave state. So when you go to swat a housefly, they see you in total slow motion, and they're like, yeah, you're so slow, and they immediately they fly away, and that's why it's so hard to hit a housefly, right? Same with birds. Birds are at a much faster brainwave rate than us, so they're seeing all of us walking around like zombies, right? Right? They're just like, boy, those people sure are slow, you know? That's what they're seeing. And in fact, if you slow down a bird call, you actually get much more information. It sounds really interesting, because their brainwave states are so much faster. They also found that people that are in high state of meditation actually not only go into gamma, they go into subdelta at the same time. So their brain is going super fast and super slow at the same time. So there's another part of the brain that is going really slow, which actually I found seems to be a synchronization with the breath, the slow part. So you might have subdelta going wom, or like in, out. At the same time, gamma going woo, really vibrating really fast, right? So it's interesting that a kitty cat purr is actually, the frequency of the purr is in gamma, and the rate of the breath of the cat is in subdelta. So they go brrr, 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 brrr. So they're putting you into that high rate, high state of meditation with both high gamma and low subdelta at the same time. So we now are on to our kitties. They're in training us into a higher state of consciousness. Okay. So what's interesting about these different brainwave states is how you can use them. So, you know, any rhythm at the rate of the rhythms I just talked about will entrain you into a brainwave state normally within 15 seconds. Sometimes it takes a minute if people are not very open to being entrained. But it's very, very quickly that people get affected by any rhythm. Now, if you actually have two frequencies that are a little bit apart, it will create a rhythm. It will create a third frequency, which is the difference between the two frequencies. So if you have 100 hertz and 104 hertz, you will hear a rhythm of 4 cycles per second. And you can use that to entrain you into a brainwave state. But what's cool, if you put the 100 hertz in the left ear and 104 hertz in the right ear, it will also, besides entraining you into that delta of 4 cycles per second, it will also synchronize your left and right brain. So that's the benefit you get of listening to headphones, is the left and right brain synchronization. You don't really need headphones to get the, you know, delta or rhythm entrainment that we're talking about. So that's very cool. So that's what we do, is we use one frequency in the left ear and another frequency in the right ear, and you can get people really high and really, really tuned in. But here's the key, and this is based on the research from Jeffrey Thompson, Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. The key is everybody has a little bit different brainwave rate within the range of each of those areas of subdelta, delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. So if between 4 and 8 cycles is theta, then between 4 and 8, everybody's a little bit different frequency when they're in theta. Rather, their brain is at a little bit different frequency. So that frequency or note happens to be that main note where you're at peace. We call it the soul note at the school, and we can find it on Skype, or we can find it by just playing each of the 12 notes while on the sound table. We play each of the 12 notes in both cases. And then that note, wherever that falls between 4 and 8 cycles per second, then that is your theta. And if you half that, you cut it in half, then we have your delta, because half is still the same note. You cut the frequency in half. So actually, my note is B. So there's a B in subdelta. If you double that frequency, you get a B in delta. If you double that frequency, you get a B in theta. If you double that frequency, you get a B in alpha. If you double that frequency, you get a B in beta. And if you double that, you get a B in gamma. So the key is to be able to tune the binaural beats to you, to your rhythm, your natural rhythm. So they're way more effective than if you just simply go on YouTube, because YouTube's got 1 million binaural beats you can play with, but you got to get lucky. You got to get lucky for that rhythm to actually match your rhythm to make it more effective. And it can be actually annoying if you don't get the right rhythm, you know. So that's really important point, to be able to tune these binaural beats to you. So if you get a CD tuned to your delta, that sleep CD is going to be really effective. If you really want to be creative, get a CD tuned to your theta. If you really want to be present, get a CD tuned to your alpha. If you want to be able to get over ADD, get a CD tuned to your beta. And if you want to go out into the universe, into cosmic divine meditation, or you're with gamma, then you get a CD tuned to your note in gamma. And that's the coolest aspect. Now, let's take a listen to a recording that actually takes you from, actually, let's do this one. Let's do the one called Low Mood. This is a song for depression. And what I do is I start out with like binaural beats in delta, and then bring you up to theta and then up to alpha to get people, I think I might even have beta in there, to get people really activated and out of the depression. So let's check out this song called Low Mood, which is really the most powerful antidepressant song you could imagine. So enjoy. If you have headphones, put on the headphones, and it'll be even more effective, but you'll still be affected by it anyway. So check this out, Low Mood. You know, the potential for these binaural beats to change consciousness are really powerful, because the brain is connected to your entire nervous system, which affects everything. So the potential to actually be able to entrain people into different states of consciousness is really powerful, especially for those that are stuck in negative states of consciousness, like fear, anxiety, anger, depression. I mean, the potential is huge, you know. So I just met with a group last night who are some of the top EEG developers on the planet. And there we're actually talking about doing EEG on different emotional states to get maps for a specific person, and then creating music and frequencies that will actually entrain that person back into that state. So if you can recall a state where you were completely immersed in love, then we just get you to go back to that state and remember it, bring it into your body and emotions, and then we get a whole map of your physiological responses based on you. And then we've got that map that we can then entrain you back into that state of love that you had, as opposed to just using any generic frequencies for love. We just use the exact ones that you ran through your system when you were in love. So if you have been in a state of joy and you're able to call it back up, then we can get a map of you in a state of joy and then entrain you into that. This is so cool. The trick, though, is to actually then use frequencies for people that can't access love, you know, or can't access these areas. It's interesting, you know, if someone's suppressed, they may not be able to get back to a state of love, and that could be a problem. So there'll be other avenues that we'll try of different frequencies, you know, but the main thing is it needs to be tuned to the person. So I'm really excited also about taking this into a virtual reality system, so you can create a whole world with the Oculus, which is the new virtual reality helmet coming out for only a couple $100 next year. You could actually create a whole virtual reality world with sound and light and 3D sacred geometry visuals that are all entraining you into love, including the binaural beats and brainwave entrainment. As I always say, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it will drink. So if you use both sound and light and color and geometry and even maybe scent, you know, like flower essences or essential oils, you know, to get people into the zone, there's a good chance that they will drink the water of love, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of potential. I got really excited when I met with these people last night. So I want to play another song for you. This one is called Enlightenment. This song actually takes you from alpha to theta to delta to deep delta. So it's ramping you down into a deep state of meditation, into a deep peace. So check this one out and notice what your nervous system is doing. Enjoy Enlightenment. You know, it's really interesting that different rhythms are associated with different emotions, and different rhythms are associated with your soul. And if your soul has a frequency, then if you take that frequency and cut it in half, it's an octave lower, right? So it's like, ooh, you go an octave lower, ooh, an octave lower, ooh, an octave lower, it becomes a rhythm. Whoa, 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 whoa. An octave lower becomes a slow rhythm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So every rhythm is an actual note. So technically, your soul frequency is a specific rhythm, a specific speed, and different people's souls are faster or slower. And it's interesting because when you see people, the first thing you see how scattered or stable their rhythm is. It's the most noticeable, how scattered or stable. The second thing you see is how fast their rhythm is. Sometimes it's hard to tell if somebody's been drinking a bunch of coffee, but still, I think when they drink coffee, they just go to a faster octave, double their rhythm. This is yet to be proven, but that's my theory from watching people. Because I don't think people really change. Their core rhythm doesn't change, but you know, you can easily be entrained into another person's rhythm, especially if they're really strong-willed. You know, often kids are entrained into the rhythm of their parents, you know, or you could be entrained into the rhythm of the music you're listening to. This is especially the case when you go and listen, go to a rave and listen to dance music or techno, where it's intensely loud. You're totally entrained into that rhythm. It takes over your whole system. And so that can be, you know, some songs can be a little irritating or edgy because of it, because they're not in tune with you. And then you get lucky and they play a song in tune with you and it's like, oh, cool. So through a night, you might get all different rhythms, which is cool because, you know, different rhythms also affect different parts of the body. It's interesting, when you look at all the different parts of the body in relation to the soul, I assume and think very strongly that every rhythm in the body is in sync with the soul frequency. It would just wouldn't make sense that a part of the body is going, right, in relation to your soul just going, whoa, 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 whoa. Unless you're sick, you know. If you're sick, then perfect. It's exactly what might be going on, a rhythm that isn't in sync. So I assume, and it seems really obvious, that every rhythm in your body is a mathematical relationship, very specifically to the main rhythm in your body. Jeffrey Thompson calls that the central processor rhythm. HeartMath calls it your main resonant frequency. Some people call it your signature frequency. I call it your soul frequency or root frequency, which is actually a rhythm. So when you get that rhythm of you in your brain with binaural beats, then you're back to your own rhythm. And that's the key, is to get back to your natural rhythm. So that's what we do, is we'll put people on the sound table and vibrate you at all the different rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful. Ultimately, you could take a rhythm. Say you've got a disease, you could take the rhythm of that part of the body when it's healthy and actually play the healthy rhythm and entrain that part of the body back into health as opposed to the rhythm of the disease. The potential here is so huge. This could change our medicine drastically. It's really inspiring, not to mention bringing people into rhythms of love and higher consciousness where you're one with the universe and you know all. That's the coolest intention of all, where you're totally in your own rhythm, all-knowing. Hold that frequency for the rest of the evening into the night, through the weeks, months, years, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening.